Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, drinking.
There's what they call chibuku, there's lutuku, there's katata. Oh, my God.
Beer is not, I don't think it's dangerous to your organs as much as like hard liquor, but it can make you fat, you know, give the common man the beer belly. That's yeah, not, that's not sexy.
Drinking alcohol is a social event that people enjoy in a social gathering, maybe a party, or just relaxing at home. But is drinking always a good thing? Can we stay healthy and drink alcohol? Or are we having more fun by drinking? Well, as usual, on Let's Talk, we'll discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues, Nicole. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Sunday. I'm glad to be here.
Again, yes.
Again, yes, yes. I love your topics.
You're welcome. And also my colleague, Sophie Lou. Welcome aboard, Sophie Lou.
Good to be here.
Okay. In this edition, we will be discussing drinking. So what is considered is too much drinking? A bottle of beer or a glass of wine? I spoke to Esther Membe in Lusaka, Zambia, and I wanted to know if drinking was very common for men and women in her country.
Yes, it is. Zambians love their alcohol. They really do. It's not about the weekend. It's not about, you don't even have to have an event, man. If it's a funeral, they'll drink.
Okay.
It's a wedding, they'll drink. It's a political happiness, they'll drink. It's boredom, they'll drink. They're sad, they'll drink. Zambians love to drink.
Wow. So drinking is like the way of life in Zambia.
Well, I wouldn't really put it that way. That would be kind of exaggerated. But let me just say, it's part of everyday life. Okay. Social, business, also because there's a lot of informal activities, like sources of livelihood are not all formal. Mm-hmm. There's more informal jobs than formal jobs. So you find a lot of people are not doing regular hours,
uh-huh.
or as they're talking business, it would be in an informal environment. And then there's the ones who are not working anyway,
right.
So they'll be drinking, of course, the cheaper local brews and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it's still alcohol.
Yeah. And what are the common local brews over there that people do tend to enjoy?
There's what they call chibuku, there's lutuku, there's katata, oh my God, there's ginta. there's one local brew which is so strong you cannot believe it.
Uh-huh.
If you pour it on raw meat, the meat will actually slow cook.
Ooh, wow.
And that's the type which people in the, yeah. you know, like the shanty compounds would drink.
Uh-huh.
And you find that their lips begin to look like burnt.
Wow. Yeah, because, hey,
that's
cooking in your body probably, you know?
I'm telling you, it's so bad.
Wow.
And, of course, it's an illicit brew. They would call it an illicit brew.
Right.
It's not one of the ones which would be sold,
uh-huh.
like, over the counter,
right.
openly, and that kind of thing.
Right.
But, yeah, it's there.
Wow. And when you see, like, you go to a social gathering, you know, like watching football and stuff like that in bars and clubs, what do you think with when it comes to beer drinking? Is this would be common to men or common to men and women together? Who tends to enjoy more beer and who tends to enjoy more wine and liquor?
Well, it's a mixed bag, né?
Okay.
It's a mixed bag. Both men and women do drink.
Okay.
I see it in the media where they're always talking about women in Zambia drink a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure which women these are they talk about, really, because...
You haven't seen them.
No, I haven't seen a bias to any sex, really. I haven't. I still think men drink more than women, but then maybe that's because I'm a woman. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being biased. I don't know. But, yeah. It's a mixed bag. It's really a mixed bag. Although, of course, just like probably any other place, you'd find mostly ciders and the wines are more of the woman's kind of drink. And beer, of course, is a man's drink. But there's plenty women who enjoy their beer just as well.
Yeah, it happens that way. So what will you consider to be too much drinking for wine? And what will be like responsible when you see people out there?
I think if you're not drinking like it's a sport, I think that's fine. Because as long as you're not always intoxicated, you can have a beer or two. Unfortunately, I don't drink alcohol, so maybe I would be the wrong person to say. Right. But then I think if someone has a beer or two and it doesn't make them intoxicated per se, I think there's nothing wrong with that. What I'd call irresponsible drinking is where you're broke but you can afford to drink. Or where you drink and you always use that as an excuse for your crazy behavior. You know, things like that. I would consider just plain foolishness. So.
Okay, yeah, because you see some people always doing some things and say, you know what, like Kanye West say, blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, I think that is just so immature. It's ridiculous. I don't. And another thing I think, which is a personal opinion, is that when someone is drunk, they will only do what is true to their character anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to insult and beat up people, it's just that you don't have the guts to do it when you're sober. But it's your character. It's what you want to do.
Thank you, Esther Membe from Lusaka, Zambia. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing drinking. Back to the studio. Well, beer is named one of the oldest beverages that humans have produced. So, what is considered healthy drinking? I want to ask you, Nicole.
It depends on the quantity.
Okay.
And how much you're drinking.
All right.
That will be healthy. Beer is, it's not, I don't think it's dangerous to your organs as much as like hard liquor.
Okay.
But it can make you fat, you know, give the common man the beer belly.
Yeah, the calories in there, there's so much.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
So you want them to maintain that belly.
You have to maintain
the six pack.
Yeah, you got to maintain the six pack.
Oh, okay.
So too much beer can really make you bulge out a little bit.
Right.
But as far as being wreaking havoc on your organs, I'm not sure if it can, but I guess if it's taken in large quantities, it probably could. I'm sure.
So it depends on your quantity. Okay.
Exactly.
Sure. Let's see what Sophia have to say.
Oh, man. I think you asked the wrong guy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a beer belly, so.
You, I know.
That means I didn't drink beer.
Oh, you don't do beer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I didn't even drink at all.
Is that right?
Yeah. But I've been with the people who've been drinking, you know.
Okay.
Like 90% of my friend back home in Nigeria and here, they're all drinking. So we can always sit together and they will be drinking.
Okay.
And trust me, I can sit there watching them, see them do all kinds of things.
Don't you feel like drinking when you're with them?
A certain point, that's a few things, you know, the more they have fun, see them having fun. But that's the time when they get too much to drink.
Exactly.
Then you be like, okay, I'm not drinking.
You're the driver.
Exactly.
Sometimes I've been on that for the show so many times.
Have to
be a designated driver for so many times.
Oh yeah, he's a driver.
You know,
drink up. He's driving.
I guess they're using me for that. Huh?
Exactly, they're using me for that.
So you
know,
some people drink a lot. Some people drink,
you know,
like Nicole say, quantity.
I think with men, it's more sociable.
Yeah.
It's a social thing. It's like a man thing. You know, you get together, you have
watching
a lot of
drinks. Watching football.
Watching football, drinking.
Exactly. Talk about politics, you know.
Drinking.
Right. Yeah. Beer is like one of those things for me, you know, man thing, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really get too many females getting together and say, yo.
Let's do beer.
Let's go get a six pack.
They usually do a glass of wine, right?
Yeah, exactly. We gotta, you know, light some candles or something.
There you go. You see that?
I know.
And they can get crazy also.
And Shafula, I just want to know, is this like some men, would they use drinking to just get women to come across so that they can be with them? You know, we have some wine, ladies.
You know, I see so many things.
Right.
People drinking, you know, sometimes they can't even walk to the girl and talk to her, try to pick her up or something, you know?
Right.
They can unless they got that drinking drink. On. They have to drink to do that. Because I don't know if they don't have that confidence.
Oh, no, they don't
sober.
Have, they don't have a confidence.
Well, no.
Hold on, not all of them.
Hold on right there. I'll come to that question. I like that question. I want to come back to ask you guys, okay?
Yes.
Well, according to BuzzFeed, drinking keeps your mind and your kidneys healthy because it has fiber. It boosts vitamin B levels. They say also it's good for your bones and helps you to sleep better. So for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Okay, if you're aging or if you're going to a party, how much beer will be too much beer to drink? And is there a limit for men and women when it comes to drinking beer? I spoke to my colleague, Dudon Chubahiro, and I wanted to know what is considered as healthy drinking beer when it comes to drinking.
My understanding is that, when you talk about health drinking, it's when you drink responsibly. That means you drink in moderation. Mm. You know what are your limits. Okay. And you also have to know what you're drinking.
Okay.
That means if you take wine, right. You will know, how many glasses you need and how often do you need those glasses. So I think, health drinking, just drinking responsibly. That's it.
Okay. Well, when you talk about drinking responsibly, you know, when I go to bars watching football and when I see people enjoying themselves, most of the time I see men drinking beer and maybe women having a glass of wine or a little sweet liquor. So what do you think? Is beer drinking considered a man thing or what is it?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends because you may also find women who do drink beer, but in general, women like kind of light. Drink. It may contain a small amount of, small percentage of alcohol. At the same time, it tastes, bitter, sweet kind of. But there are also, women who do drink even alcohol, liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any reason why I should say that, women do drink wine and men do drink beer. It depends. It depends on so many things.
Okay. And sometimes it's just a personal choice.
Exactly. It's a personal choice also. It depends on what we call your background drinking.
Mm-hmm.
If, for instance,
what is that?
You have been initiated by your husband, it depends on whether the first time he introduced you on beer or wine. Also, usually people who do drink beer are those who drink on, dead basis. Let's say those people who want to have a bottle of or a glass of beer each time they get home.
Mm.
And they are also those who want to, drink occasionally, when you have any event going on once in a while, people prefer to take a glass of wine.
Right.
Or let's see, you go out to have a dinner, and after, enjoying your meal, you need something really to digest, your meal, then you take a glass of wine.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to benefits, one of them will be digestion.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so after the dinner, you have a glass of wine. Now, is it okay just after dinner, a glass of wine? Or someone could do like 7 glasses of wine. So maybe they just more.
Okay, then it comes back to the drinking responsibly.
Okay.
Because there is no way you would take 7 glasses of beer. Probably you would be driving. So how are you going to drive when your judgment is impaired? So you don't want to do that. So wine, most of the time people take it after having a nice meal.
Okay.
Get your steak, then you need something really to.
So in this case, how much is going to be too much to drink in that case? You're watching a soccer game, you're enjoying with your friends, you're dancing, you're taking bottles and bottles. how much you're going to say too much and maybe how much is moderate out there.
Okay, usually it depends on where you are. If you are, you know, inside your house, sometimes there's no limit.
Thank you, Dudon Chubahiro. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing drinking. Now, back to you guys in the studio. So, yeah. Philu, very good question. Some men are not confident enough. They say, you know what, I need a drink to be able to talk to those ladies at a party. Some guys say, you know what, I can't even dance. I have to have some beer in my system so I can enjoy the music. Nicole, you're a lady. Yes. What do you say about that?
Well, as far as the men having enough confidence, I can say yeah, because women, we can be kind of brutal. You know, we can
yes,
be brutal.
You guys are brutal, right?
So it gives them that, you know, I don't really care what you say type of attitude. I'm
nice.
Going to the next one.
You're right.
She says no, not a problem.
Not a big deal.
You right. know.
Move on.
As far as dancing is concerned,
yeah.
I think when you drink,
yeah.
When you alter your state of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
it allows you to absorb the music better.
Okay.
Because you're more in tune with the beat and, you know, you're more, because it just takes the edge off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So you're more like, you don't care what you're doing. You don't even know if you look good or
to
not.
To show
you
a best,
doing
worst
it, right?
move, right?
You're just dancing.
You're just doing it, you know?
Yep.
I've seen that. It was like, oh, my God. They only saw themselves in the mirror. But they having fun.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, is having fun.
Having fun. And that's why you see some people like, okay, I'm going out tonight, and I'm going to be drinking.
Yes, you're going to get smashed.
So that I can do and have a lot of fun.
Right now, the young girls, they call it turn up.
Oh, really?
Turn up. I'm like, oh, God.
Like turning up the music.
No, we turn up the bottle.
The bottle.
Turn up the bottle.
Okay.
Get drunk, I guess.
But just to add,
yeah.
I stopped drinking.
Yeah, so for you,
like
you
8 or 9 years ago.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
So if you test a drink today, you know what's going to happen, since it's been a very long while since you drank?
Oh, I know what's going to happen. I can't even have a sip. It's done.
Oh, man. So you will pass out, huh? Is that what it is?
She'll be knocked out.
She'll be done for the day.
Yeah,
it makes me sleepy.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but it. When I first stopped drinking, I thought, yo, this is going to be really awkward going to a club
and then I
and
can't
not drinking.
Drink.
And
right.
it is. It's mm-hmm. something that, because it's built into your psyche that,
uh-huh.
yo, I have to, when I go to club, I got to drink.
I got to drink.
Like
know.
When you go to the movies, you got to have popcorn. I mean, it's just, you
it's
know,
one of those things.
It's one of those things,
yeah, right?
Right? So when I stopped drinking, I went to the club and I ordered a pineapple juice.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, pineapple juice.
What are you doing
here? Like, what's going on? You know. Yeah. And it took me a while to for my natural thing to just flow naturally,
uh-huh.
you know,
right.
but like you said, you know, you get so accustomed to that taking the edge off
right.
that it's kind of hard. It takes you a minute to get warmed up
exactly.
with apple juice
or drink.
Okay, apple juice.
I don't know. But like Sophia says, like for me, I go out, I don't need any drink. I'm just ready. My adrenaline is ready and
that's
ready
it.
To go.
That's all you
well,
need.
Well, Sunday, you are just... You're the high every day.
All right.
So, you know,
he's
you don't
always
need,
happy.
You don't,
I don't
yeah,
need.
He
you
always
notice that?
He don't
always
need
happy.
Yeah, you don't need
I think
anything.
That's on his jeans or something,
yeah.
you know.
So it's in my jeans, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so, Sandy.
I think with men, it have the reverse effect than women.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know, I mean, I'm not going to talk
it.
About the other effects.
Okay.
All
but.
Right.
But.
Just that one effect. You
for
think.
Men, it just make them more energetic. It seems.
So you think that, yeah. You so know. Probably they can drink.
For
and
women,
also
we
study.
Just we going to sleep.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, that's just that.
It's a whole.
If we're not
ball
dancing
game.
Up and dancing, you can forget it.
And just go to sleep. Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people. Without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Nicole and Sofilu in the studio. Now, my other question to you, Nicole, is since we find that some people enjoy a lot drinking, for you, I don't know for others, do you think that, as they say, drinking beer is a man thing, and maybe drinking wine and other liquors is a women thing?
I wouldn't really put a gender on it, because now in this day and age, women drink liquor. I mean, they drink beer too.
Right.
You know. I think wine is more softer. Right. You know, and seeing that women are soft, you know, they might say it's a women's drink. You know, it's not as hard. You know, but there's some women that tolerance that are very high.
I know.
You know, me personally, I would rather preserve my organs.
Smarter. You're very smart.
You know what I'm saying? So I tend to, you know, lean towards something more natural, as like a wine that's made from fruit and, you know. Right. Something of that nature. That way you can drink, enjoy, and not get too bent out of shape.
Okay.
You know, because you want to be conscious.
Exactly. Know exactly what's going on around you.
And at this day and age, I've seen women just unconscious, just pass out.
Oh, yes.
And people take advantage of them. You know, all sorts of negative things can happen when you are not aware of your surroundings.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So I'm really, you know, conscious about being aware and people taking advantage of me in certain situations, so I don't drink. But when I did drink, it was wine. I'm not a beer girl.
It doesn't work for you, beer.
No, it's too
Okay. And what do you think, Sofilu? Since you have this Nigerian touch and you have experience of how you see people and your friends drinking in Nigeria, how do you see that in Nigeria? Because I see some parts of Africa, you find beer. Oh my God. Men just enjoy the beer than ladies. I don't know. What do you see in Nigeria?
24/7, man. Those people can drink, man. They really can drink.
Oh, yeah?
Because they don't have any formal job, you know?
Yeah.
They really don't. They just sit in there. Even they can drink and go to work. They can drink and do anything they want to do.
You can drink and drive, too. That's the difference.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's the difference, Nicole. You don't know that.
You can drink and drive.
I know one thing. If you go to lunch and you have a drink, and you're expecting to go back to work.
Yeah.
When you go to Africa, if you don't get it done by 12, guess what? It's not getting done.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Right.
God forbid he go to lunch and have a few drinks. He ain't coming back. So go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they really drink,
especially when it comes on Fridays.
What?
Oh, man.
People are ready
to
go.
That's what they turn on, right?
I know.
Like how Nicole say.
So some people on Friday.
Well, when I went to Africa, I mean, I partied.
Yeah.
Now I went on business.
Okay.
You know.
But, you know, you gotta have time for that party, you know?
I went on business. You know.
And you still party.
And there was always time to party. I mean, it was literally a party every night.
Wow.
I mean, literally, we partied and drank every night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when do you really
sound
break?
Like Africa.
I know.
When do your organs actually say, you know what?
Time to relax. And
you didn't need a break in Africa.
No, because guess what? You're partying Sunday after church.
I mean, you didn't need a break in Africa. You got to watch it.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Especially, you know, when it comes to big events like the World Cup, African Cup of Nations, the Europe Cup.
Oh,
man. Bars are full of people.
I know.
Watching and drinking.
And drinking.
But and some of them going back to work.
When I was in Zambia, I got up. You know, you get up in the morning.
Yes.
And people come to your house. They ask for you have any work to be done.
Right.
You go to the market. They drink it.
They're already going on, right?
Like, you have your coffee. Morning. They getting drunk. And I was like, wow.
There's no time
There's
for
no
drinking,
time
right?
And they're drinking serious alcohol, man. They're not even drinking beer. Oh, they're drinking homemade, you know?
Because African men enjoy their beer, right?
I know.
They enjoy
their
drink, right? Well, thank you, good. Thank you, Nicole. And, well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
Oh, my name is Deo Mshigene. First of all, you have to look for individuals who really enjoy drinking and dancing. Because drinking, actually, if you drink just enough to get like a little buzz in your head, it adds some flavor for other people. That's what they claim. It adds some flavor to whatever they feel. Like the emotion being at that time, like to sway to music, you know, to talk loud, to feel this emotional overwhelming, in a positive way. On the other side though, there's a school of thought that you don't need to drink to have fun. You can have fun without a drink.
So this is Cynthia with Kizik Moms, of course. From my perspective, I think it's because, I mean, at least I'll talk about me, like when I'm, you know, I like getting tipsy, but that's not because I can't socialize. But I feel like personally, if I'm out at a social place, like we're all socializing, like with my friends or with people, I think it's all about, you know, just enjoying. Like when you have some alcohol in you, you're more free. You know, some people, like, again, I'll talk about me. So when I'm drinking, a lot of times I become awake, like, okay, so if we're talking about politics, if we're talking about anything, like I feel more, I can challenge more, you know, but that's just me. And then there are times when, you know, maybe I'm just at home and I'm thinking, you know what, I just want a glass of wine because I just want to relax and, you know, I just have my music on. It's just my me time. I'm just relaxing. But in a social place, like if everybody is, I mean, in a public place where everybody is socializing, I just think, you know, it's one of those things. It's a fun thing to do. I mean, not drinking excessively, but I think just drinking in moderation and being able to know who you are, what you're doing. You're not going crazy. You're not doing anything the next day you're going to regret about. But I just think it's all about being free and enjoying the moment.
Thank you to our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing drinking. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
An Ohio man is finding out that there's no easy way to come back from the dead. Donald Miller Jr. went to court this week to ask a county judge to reverse a 1994 ruling that declared him legally dead, but the judge turned down his request, citing a 3-year limit for changing a death ruling. A court judge, Alan Davis, called it a strange, strange situation and says to Miller, "I don't know where that leaves you, but you're still deceased as far as the law is concerned." Miller, 61, who now lives in Northwest Ohio, told the judge that he disappeared in the 1980s because he had lost his job and he was an alcoholic. He lived in Florida and Georgia before returning to Ohio around 2005. His parents told him about his death when he came back to the state. "It kind of went further than I expected it to," Miller said. "I just kind of took off and ended up in different places."
And thank you. That's it for our show on drinking. A big thank you to our guests, my colleague Dudon Chubahiro and Esther Membe from Lusaka, Zambia. And also thanks to my colleagues in studio, Nicole.
Thank you, Sunday.
Thank you for being here. And Mr. Sarvi Lu.
Thank you for having me here, sir.
Thank you so much in the studio. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, get this, African hospitality. And don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.